Shalom Alechem, a Shana Tova. I'm making this video today shortly after hearing the very sad news about Las Vegas. So we're not that far into year 5778 before we get hit with more tragedy. So first of all, may the victims and those who have lost people in this tragedy receive comfort and healing. And second of all, I want to invite you to check in with yourself and really be aware of what emotions, what thoughts are being brought up in the wake of this news. And I want to ask you to notice in particular if you can see a difference between what feelings are actually arising and what patterns, if any, might be playing out in the way that you respond to it. In other words, at some point I assume you heard about what happened. If you haven't heard about what happened, then you can maybe check the news before you watch this video or listen to this recording. And when you heard the news or when you reflect on it now, there is some kind of experience that's happening within you on the emotional level or on an energetic level, on a feeling level. And then there may be, maybe not, but there may be a way that you are responding or reacting to that feeling, and the pattern of that response might come out in the way that you talk about it or in the way that you interact with the world in the wake of hearing about it. So just take a moment to do that, to shine the flashlight of your awareness on your own inner reality to see what's happening inside you when you think about what happened. And then also notice, is there some urge to do something or act a certain way or speak a certain way or interpret the world in a certain way based on what you're experiencing? And to just be with that for a moment, just be with this reality. When these kinds of things happen, you may notice within yourself on the level of thought that there's a tendency to reinterpret the world based on this new experience, which is very intense and very horrific, whatever it is. This is just the latest tragedy, so you can really try to witness this tendency toward reinterpreting now, but you've probably experienced it many, many times. And that is because as we go along through life without experiencing so much tragedy and destruction, then there's an unconscious assumption that starts to take place that we're safe, or that life is in some way secure, in some way certain. Now we know intellectually, of course, that's not true. We know that on one hand, we can learn from these things and we can increase security and we can change the gun control laws and we can learn about how to keep people more sane. Maybe that guy who did this shooting was on some kind of medication that his brain had a bad reaction to. I mean, there's all kinds of things we need to check into to try to increase our safety, and that's good and that works, but at the same time, that will never make us completely safe. Physical reality in time is such that there is a fundamental lack of certainty and a fundamental absence of control over what happens. So when we go through life in periods of safety, and those periods, God willing, should be long, and tragedies should, God willing, be few and far between, but uncertainty and absence of control is still the fundamental reality that we live in. And how do we deal with that? Do we allow the craziness of this shooter in the hotel to stimulate our own craziness, to make us more crazy? Meaning, do we allow our minds to start projecting anger, hatred, blame, or fear of other things that might happen, so that rather than living in the spacious freedom of the present, we start living in the mental narrative, which is generated by the fear, generated by the neurotic projecting out that arises out of resistance to our actual situation. So the whole point of spiritual practice on this kind of level is to really embrace our actual situation, to be aware that as we go through life in a generally safe and positive way, that we can have gratitude for that. You know, thank God that we are whole and we're alive and safe and healthy. And to know that this aliveness and this safeness and this health is something arising in this precious moment. It's not something that's guaranteed. It's not something we can control. It's not something we can hold on to in any way. All we can do is be aware of our actual situation, that it is uncertain, that we have this gift of existence now in this moment, and embrace the fragility of that, embrace the uncertainty of it, allow the mind to release, allow the heart to release, and to therefore be free. So I'm sitting here in my nice comfortable office on this nice comfortable couch. Pretty comfortable anyway. IKEA. And I know that everything is completely uncertain. Thank God for this precious moment. Here we are. And something scary happens, something tragic happens. So then we see there's the expression of some potential that's always there. The potential for mishap to happen. And regardless of what place we're in, the pleasant, the horrific, there's always this open space of consciousness that is aware of what the experience is that's happening. And when we get neurotic, we get into some reactive pattern about things, that consciousness seems to get lost or get hidden. It becomes absorbed into the thought pattern, the reactive pattern. But remember that space. Just remember it, and there can be once again an acceptance of our reality, an acceptance of our situation, which is uncertain, which is not something that we can ultimately control. And so it's fitting in this time that we're in, going from back from the beginning of Elul all the way to the end of Sukkot that's coming soon, that Psalm 27 is recited. And the beginning of Psalm 27 says, Hashem ori v'yishi. Hashem, or being, existence itself, ori is my light, v'yishi is my salvation. So what is light? In the physical sense, light is the thing that bounces off of the world around us, comes into our eyes, and then we're able to see what's going on around us. So in the spiritual sense, Hashem is my light means that when we connect to the dimension of being, that's a the dimension of being is opposed to the dimension of time and happening, which our mind creates narrative from by remembering what happened and anticipating what's coming up. That would be the opposite of the dimension of being. That's the dimension of time, which is inseparable from the dimension of thought. The dimension of being, on the other hand, is the presence of what is as it is in this moment. And that's a dimension that is eternal. It's something that's not changing. Even though things are always changing, the expression of being is always changing, and things are happening, and things seem to be safe, and then things seem to be horrible. Whatever way being is expressing itself, it's always being. It's always existence doing something. And so when we plug into that dimension of being, referred to by the name Hashem, the name of the divine, the eternal dimension of reality, then that is Uri, that is our light, meaning that it allows us to see the reality of our situation. And again, the reality of our situation is that things are uncertain, that we can't control things. But also that when we subdue the seductiveness and power of the narrative-creating mind, then even though we're in this very insecure place all the time, there's a deep peace and freedom that's inherent simply in being. Because the anxiousness and the fear and the anxiety and the anger and the judgment and so on all arise from the narrative-creating mind that is responding to what we experience in the world. And that whole process only exists on the mental level. That's not who you are. That is a tool that you use in order to function. The mind is a tool. The mind isn't who you are. Who you are is this space of consciousness, which itself is like as if the dimension of being were to open its eyes. Ordinarily, a person feels like a walking brain, a thinking being that opens its eyes. But beneath all that, on the level of consciousness, it's as if the eternal dimension of being is actually awake as your nervous system looking out into the world right now. So Hashem Ori, beingness is my light, V'yishi, and my salvation. Because as we become awake to this dimension, we are literally saved from our own neurotic minds that tend to generate lots of tsuris, lots of suffering, lots of tsurura, lots of contractedness and bondage. Then it says, Mimi ira, who should I be afraid of? Right? Fear is a natural reaction that we have to keep us safe. But when we recognize that on this physical level, we are fundamentally not guaranteed safety, then the mind can run with that and take us into an experience of life that is not pleasant, that is not positive. And so then Hashem Yishi, Hashem is our salvation. We're saved from that whole dynamic. Mimi ira, who should I be afraid of? There's nothing to be afraid of, because what's the point? Why do that to yourself? So then it says, Hashem Ma'oz Chayai, this eternal dimension of being is the strength of my life. When you realize and embrace this basic uncertainty about what's going to happen, and embrace your lack of control over things, then paradoxically, you become completely in control. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean that when you give up control, then you can control things. No, you really can't control what happens, but you are no longer controlled by whatever experience is happening. You're not controlled by your emotions. You're not controlled by the worries and concerns of your mind. In fact, you become possessed of yourself. You become in control of yourself, not in a controlling way, but just in a relaxed and empowered kind of way. Hashem Ma'oz Chayai, this eternal dimension, is the strength of my life, giving strength to persist and be in this world as it is, without wishing that it was somehow otherwise. So let's sing these words a little bit. I want to use the melody that I've used many times for a different place in Psalm 27, Achat Sha'alti, and I'll sing that also. This is a melody that was composed by Krishna Das for a different chant, but I'm going to use it for this Psalm 27. Hashem Ori, Ori Vishi, Mimira, Hashem Maoz Chaya. 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 Achat Sha'alti Mein Hashem, Achat Sha'alti Mein Hashem, Achat Sha'alti Mein Hashem, Achat Sha'alti. Otava keshivti bevet Hashem. Thank you. that I should dwell in your house, Hashem. Dwell in your house all the days of my life. Of my life. Of my life. And so bringing this now into the silence of meditation, bringing your right hand to your heart. Once again, offering your awareness fully to whatever is your experience on all levels, just surrendering to it as it is, offering that light, Uri, offering my light as a gift, as an offering with Lecha, breathing in. Lecha. Left hand to your belly, bringing that awareness that's offered into deep connection with your body, down into your legs and your feet and toes, feeling into your belly and your heart and your lungs and your back, shoulders and neck, down into your arms and down into your fingers. Bringing awareness into your face, into your skull. And feeling the flow of your breathing. Affirming this act of teshuvah, returning awareness back again and again to the body with na'aseh, we will do, breathing in. Na'aseh. Bringing right hand to your forehead and noticing that your awareness is also beyond your body, open, spacious, and borderless, allowing everything to be, everything to happen as it happens. Vinishma, breathing in. Vinishma. Atahu, this is the divine, now is the divine, you are the divine. Atahu, 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 Atahu. Keeping Atahu vibrating in your mind, sit together for 7 minutes quietly. Hashem. This singing, this chanting and meditation and the teaching was helpful for you today. And I bless you to be a source of healing, of light, of consciousness, of peace to yourself and also to everybody that you meet. I bless you. You should have a wonderful Sukkot. Connect with some loved ones and enjoy the celebration and gratitude of this holiday. Be well. Chag Sameach.